Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigeria and Boko Haram reach ceasefire agreement. President Obama battles political fallout from Ebola. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Nigeria has reached a ceasefire agreement with the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, which has agreed to free more than 200 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in April. Nigeria's highest-ranking military official announced the ceasefire Friday. He ordered all of the country's military chiefs to abide by the deal. Top Nigerian President Abe Hassan Tekor tells VOA that the militants have agreed in principle to free the schoolgirls. Tekor said the details still need to be worked out, but said he has no reason to doubt Boko Haram's sincerity. Boko Haram has terrorized Nigeria for the last 5 years as it tries to turn northern Nigeria into a conservative Islamic state. President Obama is working not only to stop the spread of Ebola in the United States, but to contain the political damage. VOA's White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
President Obama, who has been criticized in the past for golfing and fundraising during major crises, recently canceled some domestic trips and instead stayed at the White House to meet with members of his Ebola response team. Republicans have accused the Democratic administration of not taking adequate measures. They call for a travel ban, which the administration says would do more harm than good. Democrats, in a series of campaign ads, have accused Republicans of undermining efforts to fight Ebola by supporting cuts to the Centers for Disease Control. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Mozambique's ruling party holds a strong lead in early results from Wednesday's election. The opposition says it's fraudulent. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces are now in their second month defending the northern Syrian border city of Kobani, aided by airstrikes from the U.S. coalition. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says the fight for Kobani is providing the coalition with opportunities to destroy Islamic State militants and keep them out of Iraq. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
The coalition's fight against Islamic State militants was an answer to a call for help from the forces inside Iraq. But now, most coalition strikes are hitting targets around Kobani, Syria, a town Kurdish forces have desperately fought to keep out of Islamic State hands.
Now, my goal is to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIL.
General Lloyd Austin, the head of U.S. Central Command forces waging war against Islamic State, or ISIL.
And if he continues to present us with major targets, as he has done in the Kobani area, then clearly we'll service those targets, and we've done so very, very effectively here of late.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
A high-stakes meeting between the presidents of Ukraine and Russia ended Friday with few outward signs of progress in ending a months-long pro-Russian separatist rebellion in eastern Ukraine. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters at a summit in Milan that a deal had been reached, at least for the winter, to restart the flow into Ukraine of Russian natural gas. He did not elaborate. Moscow stopped gas shipments to its energy-dependent neighbor in June over what it says are nearly $5 billion in unpaid gas bills. Mr. Putin, speaking after talks with Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko, urged European countries to help the Kiev government pay off the debt. Authorities in Hong Kong say three police officers were injured as police tried to control thousands of protesters coming back to an area they were cleared from earlier in the day during a pre-dawn raid. Friday evening, Hong Kong law enforcement used pepper spray and batons on throngs of protesters who were attempting to reclaim areas in the Mong Kok district. According to observers, dozens of protesters were knocked to the ground and carried away by the police. Baghdad residents are assessing the damage to Iraq's capital city after a wave of car bombs. The blast hit the city late Friday, killing at least 24 people. One of the attacks took place near a cafe. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. The head of the U.S. Federal Reserve voiced alarm Friday over rising economic inequality in the United States, questioning whether the growing disparity between rich and poor is compatible with the American ideal of opportunity for all. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
You're not supposed to touch that thing. It's delicate. Get out.
Miguelito, please don't scold him.
Of course he won't. I can't imagine Dr. Lovelace ever scolding anyone or ever being unkind.
Only to meddlers, my dear, and deserters. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a person who deserts his true calling. They should all be thrown to the crocodiles, especially that most disturbing man you met tonight.
Oh, all he did was kiss me.
Might his name have been James West?
How did you guess?
But he's a most evil man, my dear. For him, the largest, hungriest crocodile of them all.
Oh, no! I enjoyed it. Although I don't know why.
The two of us, I want you brand new. Hi, everybody. This is Graham Nash from The Hollies, amongst other bands. You're with Little Steven right now in the Underground Garage, and I don't think that radio has ever been this cool.
Started our tribute to Michael Dunn with Look What You've Done. The Rolling Stones, how many Muddy Waters songs did they cover? Baby, Wants to Be Loved. I Just Want to Make Love to You. I don't know, three, four. Well, they also did the country blues one. I Can't Be Satisfied. That might have been an outtake, though. Anyway, what was that? Look What You've Done ended up on December's Children, a fantastic America-only creation. One of their best albums, their fifth album, technically. We use the American configurations for Stones, as opposed to the Beatles, whose original configurations have finally been released in mono as God intended. Hey Pocky Way was the Meters from Rejuvenation, 1974, produced by the great Alan Toussaint. Written by the band, Art Neville, yes, one of the Neville brothers, guitar player Leo Nocentelli, the amazing drummer Joseph Zigaboo Modolesti, and the great bass player George Porter, absolutely defining New Orleans funk in that Toussaint style he started with Lee Dorsey. Gotta Get You Out of My Head, the Satelliters, out of Frankfurt, Germany. Very cool stuff from their new album, More of the Satelliters. It's like their 11th album, and they have not gotten 1 degree more slick than their first album, which is
You're really cool. Get it from DionysusRecords.com.
I Want You Around was the Ramones, produced by Phil Spector. Most of the Ramones did not enjoy the experience. But do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? Maybe the greatest record ever made, as far as I'm concerned. And this was the B-side. Joey, Johnny, D.D., and Marky playing drums on most of the stuff in the very important middle period of the Ramones. And classic British Invasion from the Hollies, King Midas in reverse. It don't get no better than that. Written as usual by Graham Nash, Alan Clark, and Tony Hicks, and produced as usual by Ron Richards. We are celebrating the Wild Wild West, one of the coolest TV shows of the 60s, and we'll be back with a very appropriate, coolest song in the world this week.
I don't think that's such a nice toy.
Oh, nonsense, dear. Everybody knows that the very nicest toys are the ones that go bang.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Montreal, Canada. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, Elephant Stone.
Yeah.
couldn't let it go.
Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Oh, grab on the drink and the roll all night long. The drink and the roll all night long. The drink and the roll all night long. The drink and the roll all night long.
This is Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. It feels just like my senior prom, only this time I might get lucky.
Sentiments exactly.
I know that if you gave up your old Secret Service, Papa wouldn't kill you. I can tell Papa to start his own Secret Service, and you can be in charge.
But I don't agree with what Papa's doing. You might even say we're here to stop him.
Well, you might also say you've certainly failed at that.
Hope springs eternal.
Now, for the last time, please be sensible.
Sorry.
Papa simply has to stop killing all the men in Wyoming.
Been steaming, I was grinding at you hard to fan. I was burning down the rail to heat the wake, hauling ass and riding up the track. And I laughed at the conductor who was telling me my coal would never last. When the fire in my boiler quit before I came, there ain't no epicenter need a gone damn train. Mama shave on dry and raise a few old ice down chip. Waiting at the station with the heavy loaded sack, saving up and holding just a spit. Shooting a supply from my demon's eye, instead of waiting for time to hope I will. When the fire in the boiler quit before I came, there ain't
Set with our coolest song of the world this week, Motherless Child Loves Not for War. Elephant Stone is the band out of Montreal. You will know one of the members, the cat who wrote that song, Rishi Dear. Remember Rishi from the High Dials? Played the sitar and bass. Singing lead now. Peter Edwards produced it with Elephant Stone. Rishi is joined by Jean-Gabriel Lambert, Miles Dupierre, and Stephen Levesque. Levesque Terangum. Something like that. That's why they call him Levesque. On the Farfisa and various keyboard things. Very cool stuff from Rishi, as usual. Motherless Child. Our coolest song in the world this week. The Train Kept a Rolling. The Yardbirds covering the amazing Rock and Roll Trio, also known as Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, who also deserve very much to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're trying to do that. One of the greatest rockabilly groups ever. The Monkees' first number one hit single was their first single, The Last Train to Clarksville. Fantastic record. Written and produced by the great Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, and engineered by Dave Hassinger, by the way. Dave doing all of the engineering for the Stones in L.A., which was like albums 2, 3, and 4, something like that, and would later produce The Amazing Electric Prune. And from one of the coolest movies ever, Performance, the main song, Gone Dead Train, sung by Randy Newman, written by Jack Nietzsche and Russ Titelman. If you've never seen that movie, don't wait any longer. We are celebrating the Wild Wild West. And you think James Bond had gadgets? Oh, I got gadgets for you. Come on back.
Trouble?
Let's hope not.
At least not till I finish my soliloquy.
This ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back. You are in the Underground Garage, and we are celebrating the Wild Wild West, one of the very cool TV shows us 60s cats grew up with, one of those shows that helped warp our minds. Let's very quickly go through some cool facts. Creator Michael Garrison had commissioned Academy Award-winning composer Dimitri Tomkin and then Paul Francis Webster to write the theme song. And then he rejected both of them. Richard Markowitz would get it done, and it is a classic from the Elmer Bernstein school of cool Western epic type songs. And of course it fits perfectly with the opening comic book animation where they took five boxes and then as they went to commercials, each box replaced by a freeze frame at the end of the last scene. A very cool move. Partner Artemis Gordon would create a few cool things for Jim West to defend himself with, such as a retractable sleeve derringer. Every suit should have one of those. A lock pick in the lapel, throwing knife in his collar, explosive devices in his belt, a climbing spike and attachable cords hidden God knows where, an ejecting knife blade in his boot, and a breakaway blowtorch
in his hollowed-out boot heel. The train had exploding billiard balls, of course, a sword and the cue stick, a sliding wall panel filled with guns, and a shotgun under the tabletop. As I mentioned before, they had a stagecoach with an ejector seat. But look at what they had to fight. The villains had tons of cool stuff. They had an earthquake-making device, a brainwashing machine, a cyborg, flamethrowers, man-sized steam-driven puppets, jars that held brains that could be used as a psychic force, a tank, a potion that renders one invisible, LSD, torpedoes, a drug to shrink humans, a tidal wave maker, and crystals that are surgically implanted and then explode and turn you into a criminal. Stuff like that. So I have no idea why, after four seasons and 104 episodes and very good ratings, the National Commission on Causes and Prevention of Violence declared the Wild Wild West too dangerous, and CBS canceled it. CBS, we'll never forgive you.
Well, your railroad gauge, you know I just can't jump it. Sometimes it gets so hard, you see. I'm just sitting here beating on my trumpet with all these promises you left for me. But where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I waited for you when I was a half sick. Yes, I waited for you when you hated me. Well, I waited for you inside of the frozen traffic. You and you knew I had some other place to be. Now, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, six white horses that you did promise were finally delivered down to the penitentiary. But to live outside the law, you must be honest. I know you always say that you agree. So where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I don't know how it happened, but the riverboat captain, he knows my fate. But everybody else, even yourself, they're just gonna have to wait. Well, I got the fever down in my pocket. Drunkard, he follows me. Yes, I can take him to your house, but I can't unlock it. You see, you forgot to leave me with the key. Ah, where are you tonight, sweet Marie?
We'll be right back.
jail. Where all the male children, their man can't give his address out to bad company. And now I stand you here looking at your yellow railroad in the ruins of your balcony.
Shakespeare said, all the world is the stage, and men and women merely the players.
And one man in his time plays many parts.
Ah, Mr. Avery, you know Shakespeare.
No, I know people in life, Mr. Whitney. Well, right here and now, this room, all of this could be a stage, and you and I merely players.
Possibly, but we couldn't know that till the curtain went up, could we?
The curtain may already be up, Mr. Whitney. We could be waiting for it to come down.
Dogs all fall.
gentlemen, it's always been an old tradition of the family among my ancestors. Almost a motto of the clan, if you will. Never take a long journey unless well bathed. One never knows whom one may meet along the way. And as my father always said to me, one should always look his best, Artemis. You're the jolly pirate.
You're tough, mate.
Hey, take the Greeks and the Romans, for instance, huh? Why, they were known for their baths. All of our modern plumbing comes right from their culture. That goes back centuries, thank you very much. You, have heard of baths, haven't you?
Not me, mate. They rust the bones.
Started that set with Bob Dylan's Absolutely Sweet Marie, a song he wrote about one of the Wild Wild West babes, who would end up on his seventh album, Blonde on Blonde. Dave Clark 5, one of the greatest records ever made by one of the greatest bands ever, Any Way You Want It, one of their 14 top 20 hits.
Forgotten Man, brand new from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Brand new album, Hypnotic Eye. Tom wrote it and co-produced it with Mike Campbell and Ryan Unpronounceable.
And from Dobie Gray Sings for In Crowders That Go Go, which I may use as my epitaph. Yes, the theme song of The In Crowd, written by Billy Page and arranged by his brother Gene. And we closed with a bit of Western film noir, Deserted Cities of the Heart, by Cream, from their third album, Wheels of Fire. Eric Clapton playing unbelievably in those days. Jack Bruce and Pete Brown wrote it, and the great Felix Pappalardi produced it.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, the fantastic pipefitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com, B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all, vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.